And now it's time for Yak Back. Now it's rehearsed, okay, it's okay. Unspotted.
Alright, let's try it.
Okay.
Editing note, this will be Fun Phone production number 36, to be played December 1st. And, okay, insert the announcer bit here, and take it from go.
And now it's time for Yak Back. Now it's rehearsed, it's unspontaneous.
Just take that again.
It's unspontaneous.
It's you know, because you always say it's spontaneous.
Okay.
Get a little bit closer. Wait a minute.
Here's George Putt-Putt in tonight's edition of TV Yak Back.
And now it's time for Yak Back. Now it's rehearsed, it's unspontaneous, it's dull and it's boring. If we didn't do it that way, you'd all be snoring. And you're first, you hippie radical freak. Step up, open your mouth, and speak.
Yeah, man. I just want to tell you that you are a real asshole, man. You're so conservative that you don't even eat the left wing of a chicken, man. You are so spaced out, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Now, just a minute, young man. Have you ever smoked marijuana?
Hey, man. Now, what does that have to do with anything?
Because if you have ever smoked marijuana, you better go wash your body out in a sauna.
You are crazy, man. What is with you rhyming? Who are you supposed to be? Muhammad Ali?
Say, now, that's a pretty good rhyme, but not as good as mine. I rhyme and rhyme and rhyme, not just today, but all the time.
You are crazy. Well, I know the ultimate putt-putt put-down. You conservative cream puff, are not a Republican. I happen to know that you are a Democrat.
You, sir, are a hippie radical freak.
just a moment, if I might interject a thought here momentarily.
Shut up, Hal. I haven't finished my rhyme. You should know that I'm the star of this show. As I was saying, you are a hippie radical freak. Why don't you do what all you weirdos do? Streak.
Man, you are a lunatic. Streaking went out 2 years ago. You are so far right, you can't sit near the left wing on an airplane.
And you, sir, are an atheist, a commie, and a slob. You make George McGovern look like corn on the cob.
That's a poor excuse for a rhyme, you dipshit.
Go wash your mouth out with soap and don't bother me. I can't cope. Hee hee.
Oh, God.
Shut up, bum. Go suck your thumb. Engineer, turn down his mic. We'll be right back. But first, a message from Schwinn, the people who made my bike. And now it's your turn. Step up, open your mouth now. What's your concern?
Yes, Mr. Putt-Putt. I am fed up with all the violence that we're seeing on television every night.
I couldn't agree with you more, sir. What shows do you abhor, sir?
You know what shows I'm talking about. All those shows that have murder, killing, rape, and paper spitters in them.
Please be specific. You're talking to the Pacific.
Yes. I mean all those damn cartoons that are shown every day on this station.
What do you mean, sir? Please come clean, sir.
I'm talking about Huckleberry Hound, Yogi Bear, Felix the Cat, the Flintstones, Ozzie and Harriet.
Now hold it right there. I don't think you're being fair.
You're right. I should have added Rocky and his friends.
No, no, no. All those cartoons are violent, this we know. But you went and mentioned Ozzie and Harriet, and as I told you before, that wasn't Farriott.
Farriott?
There isn't a more American Democratic show than Harriet and Oz. Don't pick on them. I'll punch out your snaz.
But Mr. Putt-Putt...
With their two fine sons, Dave and Rick, all us Republicans loved them. But they made liberals sick.
But Mr. Putt-Putt...
How dare you insult them? Get off my stage. It's people like you that fill my umbilical cord with rage.
But, sir...
Cut him off. Get him out. be right back, but first a message, and that's no doubt. We have time for one more. Who are you? What do you have in store?
Hi, Daddy! How are you?
Outspoken, loud-mouthed, and bigoted, too. What are you doing here, son? Why don't you watch Channel 13? That schlock is a lot more fun.
Mommy's mad at you, Daddy. She wants you home now to eat your hamburger patty.
I can't go home. I'm doing a show. Tell your mom she'd better shut up or she won't get a blow.
I'm sorry, Dad. You have to go. If you don't, she'll bite your toe.
Let her bite. Her stomach won't sit right.
Come on, Daddy. We have to leave.
Hey, what are you doing? Let go of my sleeve. Wait. Let me quote to you from this book. Your mother's gonna win out like some kind of crook. Oh, shit. Where's the page? Say, Larry, did you ever have one of those days?
Yeah, boss.
Here we are. Now listen to this. The man is the king of his house. If he lets the woman take over, he's nothing but a mouse. It may be a chauvinistic attitude, but it's to my gratitude. Isn't that pretty, Harry, Larry?
Yeah, boss.
Let's go, Dad.
If I go, then I'm some kind of cad.
If I might interject here momentarily.
And that's the up-to-the-minute news. Up-to-the-minute, that's all the news.
Come on, Dad.
Oh, this is bad. We'll see you tomorrow at 10. See you then.
Come on, Dad.
Or maybe at 5, if I'm...
We now return you to our late-night flick, Andy Hardy Gets Sick. Oh, shit. Now he's got me doing it.